92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
People who listen to WBPM will remember Tom, the guy who created the first widely used social media platform called MySpace, which was launched in August of 2003. In July of 2006, just 3 years later, MySpace was the most visited website in America. Since then, it's been sold and resold several times, and as of 2011, brothers Chris and Tim Vanderhook are the current owners. Last week, they announced that they plan to relaunch MySpace, but it seems like it might be early days because they didn't really announce a plan or a timeline or what the new environment would be like. But what would a new MySpace actually offer? Because the MySpace you grew up with years ago was designed for a very different internet, and it actually wouldn't work today. The technology's changed. Maybe we'll get more information about this before the end of the year, but then again, Chris and Tim have owned this for 15 years now, and they're just finally getting around to talking about relaunching it. I get the impression they're not very aggressive about getting things done. And the timing is interesting, as several studies this year have shown that a high percentage of people are abandoning social media platforms for various reasons, ranging from the extensive amount of misinformation and harassment that goes on, the tidal wave of artificial intelligence slop, and I think a lot of people are just fed up with everyone being an influencer, which has become the word and job I hate hearing the most about. Influencer just drives me nuts.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.